The U.S. has paused strikes on Iran for a second night as U.S. military officials halt its bombing campaign due to dwindling U.S. weapons stockpiles. Admiral Bradley Cooper, the U.S. military commander in the region, told Trump today that the U.S. military campaign had reached the limits of its effectiveness, and other U.S. military advisors said ongoing bombing could dangerously drain the already diminished stockpile of air defense munitions across the entire Middle East, according to the New York Times and other media. Iran said today it would pause what it called retaliatory attacks against U.S. allies in the region. This comes after Iranian-backed Ansar Allah, also known as the Houthis, attacked Saudi Arabian oil tankers in the Red Sea. And Saudi Arabia responded with missile attacks on Yemen yesterday, opening a possible second front in the war. Stephen Zunis is professor of Middle East Studies at the University of San Francisco.
Reports seem to indicate that Trump was leaning strongly towards dramatically escalating the bombing raids on Iran to include some critical civilian infrastructure. But he was talked out of it by those who recognize that Iran still had strong retaliatory capability, that even with continuing to intercept 90% of Iranian projectiles, enough to get through to do a lot of damage to American forces and very possibly to the civilian infrastructure of many of America's regional allies. But he also recognized that even if they could defend themselves more effectively than that, they'd soon run out of these Patriot missiles and other interceptors, not just in the Middle East, but from various theaters around the world where the U.S. has set up positions around bases and around allied countries. So now he's going back to the negotiating table, supposedly. But this doesn't mean there's going to be an agreement. Indeed, what we are looking at in all likelihood is a continuation of an on-again, off-again war that could go on for many months.
You say a few months. Could this be almost like a permanent war, which, of course, Trump promised not to get us into?
The 2015 nuclear agreement that was signed by the United States, Iran, and five other countries was very detailed, left no room for ambiguity. By contrast, this memorandum of understanding that Iran and the U.S. negotiated several weeks ago was quite vague, and both sides had an incentive to try to press for their advantage in the various unresolved issues. And, of course, Iran, having found this incredible leverage they have in terms of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, recognizes that any agreement that they have that can come forward is going to be more to their advantage and less to the advantage of the West. Now, Trump, of course, can't tolerate that. He doesn't want to look like a loser. And he is willing to keep this war going on for many months or longer, hold the global economy hostage with the rising petroleum prices and shortages in fertilizers, threaten the chances of his Republican colleagues in November, rather than sacrifice his ego by admitting that he made a blunder and he has to settle.
And how do the Houthi attacks in the Red Sea affect all this?
Well, Saudi Arabia, given the size of its country and the fact that it has two coasts, was trying to work around the closure of the straits by shipping more oil and other supplies out of its Red Sea ports rather than its Persian Gulf ports.
Stephen Zunis is professor of politics and international studies at the University of San Francisco, where he serves as founding director of the program in Middle Eastern Studies.